It's What to Say Wednesday, and today we're digging into what you say when a client says, I would do anything for this result that I really, really want and that you're going to help me with, but I won't do that. Oh no, I won't do that. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the Client Whisperer Show. I'm your host, Tony Banta, and I am the Client Whisperer. I've spent over a decade running multiple six- and seven-figure client businesses, and I've learned that the secret to success in a client business comes down to one thing: leadership. Bad client behavior is the enemy, and with the right curriculum, infrastructure, and mindset, you can lead your clients to great success and scale your business the easy way.
I would do anything for this result that you help me see I really, really want in my life, but I won't do that. No, they won't do that. What do you say? This is maddening, right? This is the worst. Because the client, you had the conversation, right? You sold them. You pushed back in the sale. You did it right. You doubled, tripled checked. You made sure all the boxes were full. You knew they were a good client. You knew they lined up. They get inside the program. They hit the hard stuff and then slam. No, they won't do that. What do you say? Well, this is tricky. It's tricky. It's so frustrating. This is the worst. Seriously. It is one of the most frustrating things when you know that a client is capable of so much more than they've been showing up as. And you see their results and you know that they're frustrated and you know that you really want, you know what's possible. You know it can all work out and be okay. But you can't go anywhere with it. That's the worst spot to be in. So the way you get out of that is a couple of things. First of all, it's really important for us to differentiate in your business to be able to tell how much of a systematic problem this is versus an anecdotal one. First, I want you to look at, is this happening with one client or is this happening with a bunch of clients? Because the root cause is that their desires are outpacing their willingness to do the work. And this happens. It's happened to me. I've been there, right? I've talked about some of those experiences on the show before. And it happens to just about everybody when they hit the grind. Seth Godin, in his book, The Dip, talks about this as the dip. That there's inevitably a time where you want something and you get to the point where, you know, I've heard Michael Hyatt talks about it as the messy middle. You get into the messy middle where it's not clear what you need to do. It's not, or it doesn't feel like it is. It's emotional. There's resistance. There's something else going on and it's tough. It's frustrating. And this is where clients actually separate. I've talked before about the, and maybe we'll formalize this into like an infographic or something, because it's certainly powerful. We've talked before about the strata, the vertical. If you're watching the YouTube version of this, you can see my hands gesticulating. If you want to watch the YouTube version, check out clientwhisperer.show/19YT for YouTube. Automatically redirects you there. How cool is that? You're welcome. From our team, on behalf of our team, that makes sure that those things happen for me. I'm really grateful for them. Thank you from me. You're welcome to you. You can see me gesticulating. The strata of clients. All the way at the top, you have the top 10 to 20% of clients who are going to get a result no matter what, no matter where they go, no matter what they do, no matter what they do, they're going to do the things that get the result. But no matter what you do, they're going to get the result. And then you have the 10 to 20% of clients at the bottom who there's almost nothing you can do that's going to get them there. They're the bottom 10 to 20%. They need to decide not to be, and this is going to sound really harsh, but they need to decide not to be losers in their own life, in this area of their life, before they're going to get a result. And that's not a decision that you can make for them. It's a decision that they need to make. The greatest gift you can give them is to create boundaries in your program and a structure so that they have to make those decisions on their own and live with the consequences of their decision-making. I talk about this in like the third episode or something like that of the podcast. The first What to Say Wednesday, actually, where we talked about what to say when a client says, I want a refund. We'll link to that down below. So that's the first thing that is important for us to highlight. Is that there are people down at the bottom, there are people down at the top. The people who matter the most in terms of maximizing your client business are the clients in the middle. That's 60 to 80%. You put your attention on them, you're golden. So here's what you say when a client says, I won't do that. Or when they just don't do it and don't say anything. In case you can't tell, this is frustrating. But I'm not telling you anything that you don't already know, that you're not already living if you work with clients, because this happens. So the first thing that you want to do is you want to separate out the wheat from the chaff. You want to separate out the clients who are going to do the work from the clients who aren't going to do the work. So you're going to follow up with them and you're going to... So first, let's tackle the people who just don't show up. Who they reach the point where it's tough and then they don't show up. What do? Here's what you need to do. You need to do nothing. You need to do nothing. You need to have a program structure that doesn't let people hide for too long, that prompts them, says, hey, we care about you. We're wondering about you. We're wondering where you are. What's going on? Hey, right? You can do that in a bunch of different ways. Not annoyingly. Don't annoy your clients. That's bad. But in a way where there's a regular check-in, there's a regular roll call of a group call, there are regular announcements, there are emails that go out. Don't beg clients to show up for their success. That's a terrible boundary, especially when it comes to this exact point, because you can't beg them to take action on these things inside of their own business or their own lives. You can't. They're going to make whatever decision's right for them at the end of the day. That's the moral of the story of the dip, actually. Seth Godin rails against this old adage of winners never quit and quitters never win. Because that's actually not true. I've quit a ton of things, right? Although it's usually the best phrase used by people who don't want to quit smoking or other bad habits, right? Winners never quit. So silly. But it's besides that being silly and not true, it's not true otherwise, right? I'm a winner. I've won eventually. All of the things that matter in my life, right? Doctor said would be really hard for my wife and I to conceive. Boom. Kid. One. Wasn't even hard. Doctor, I've had business coaches that are like, you want to start what kind of a business? Boom. One. My revenue outpaced theirs. Done. Boom. I've had all kinds of struggles, and I'm not going to go through them. This is not what this episode's about, right? But for some people, they need to quit. For some people, even in your program, they need to decide that doing your program, working with you, getting the results out of that aren't going to be for them. And as long as that's not a huge percentage of people, that's not a terrible thing. And what I mean by a huge percentage of people is like 50%. As long as it's not huge. Now, you can maximize this. You can maximize this in your marketing so that you're attracting people that are good fits. I have more feelings on that because, as you know, as we've talked about, you can't market yourself out of client fulfillment problem. But what you can do is, what you need to do is you need to maximize that number. In a great many instances, if you help someone to realize that whatever they wanted, they're actually not willing to do the work on, that's way worth the ROI for almost every program that I've ever seen. We're talking $1,000, you know, multi-thousand-dollar programs. We're talking five-figure programs. There are programs out there, 5K, 10K, right? For a program to teach you how to be a real estate investor. I love this example. If somebody goes through that and then they finally come to a point in the program where they're like, no, I won't do that. And they stop there. Do you know how much better that is than after they've spent spent money that they don't have, they've borrowed hundreds of thousands of dollars to become a real estate investor, and then they do it poorly, and then they don't get any money out, or they don't actually finish fixing up the properties, or they don't, that's awful. Do you know how much money they can lose? So your program, in that example, if you save them that, that is well worth the cost of your program. Now, of course, that's not the point of your program, right? You don't want to market your program and be like, well, take this program and then find out how, because the money you'll lose here is way lower than the money that you'll lose by actually trying the thing. That's the opposite of what you want your goal to be. But my point is, don't shy away from that group of people feeling like you did a bad thing for them, that you failed because they realize that they don't want it. You just freed them up so they get to go win at something else. That's amazing. That's amazing value that you just gave them, if it's their choice. Don't ever tell a client, right? Use boundaries in your program to let them come to that reality on their own. What do you do when a client says, no, I won't do that? You dig in. Right? Step one is always dig in. You dig in more. You ask them why. You ask them where their resistance is. We just talked on a recent What to Say Wednesday about mindset issues. Do you need to add a mindset component to your program? That's a valid question. Can you have more clients achieve success? It'll definitely improve your lifetime client value. If you're one mindset, if you're two mindset calls for your clients to pay a good mindset coach, two mindset calls away from them unlocking the things that they need to be able to take these actions that are difficult so that they can roll into the back end of your program. That's amazing. Pay that money. I don't even know what you're charging on the back end. We could talk about that in an audit, clientsuccesscall.com. Happy to chat about that more with you. It's a plug. Just plug that. But that's amazing, right? Spend a couple hundred dollars. Help them to get to that point. Think of that as advertising for your back-end program. And by the way, helping people at the same time, people who you just happen to be charged with helping because you charged them. So that's what you do. That's what you say. If that's what it is and that's the kind of help that they need, give them that help. Give them that support. Let them ask for it by you digging around and seeing what they need. Let them ask for it and then give them that support. If they're not taking action, and certainly if they're not taking action in huge numbers, it's likely because, and we've had problems with this in some of the versions of our program. We had problems where some clients wouldn't finish things to the detail that we really needed it, especially around curriculum design, which can be incredibly complicated. And so you know what we did? We launched a demo program where we showed them what curriculum looks like for the entire program. We picked a program that was complementary to ours, and we made a whole, you know, it was real content and everything, but a whole faux program so that they could see from beginning to end, the beginning stages of initially defining the client journey all the way down to defining all the modules that they wanted to release and chunking that out all the way to what it looked like actually on a client portal where the clients would be learning and then engaging in two-way communication. All of it was huge. Sometimes you need to do that. Sometimes you need to do some extra work to give clients clarity around what they need to do. Again, it pays for itself in dividends, and also it's your job. It's our jobs to make these things better and better, right? So it's so frustrating when clients say that. Swap it out. Swap it out with the tools and the tactics and helping clients with what they can't help themselves. Hopefully this has been helpful. See you again on Friday for a teaching episode. Can't wait. Have a good week. Bye.